In this bulletin, Jamal Khashoggi's murder trial opens in Saudi Arabia, a North Korean diplomat missing in Italy, and in cricket, India enter day two of the Sydney Test in a commanding position. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Saudi prosecutors have asked for five of the 11 suspects in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi to face the death penalty. No names have been released. The high-profile trial has opened in Riyadh, where the 11 accused were present with their lawyers. Mr. Khashoggi was murdered inside Saudi Arabia's Istanbul consulate in October. Several parts of Australia are expected to face temperatures over 40 degrees today. South Australia is set for the more hot weather, with temperatures reaching the mid-40s. Temperatures in parts of Tasmania are tipped to nudge 40 degrees, with the risk of fire considered severe. Meanwhile, some parts of Victoria are expected to see tops of around 46 degrees. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp is urging people to be prepared.
It is that important message about, are you ready? Have you prepared your property? Do you have a plan? And importantly, when it comes to a plan, not an extreme day or a severe day, that you will leave your property and you will go to somewhere that you believe is safe.
New South Wales police say the teenage suspect of the stabbing at the Church of Scientology headquarters in Sydney is related to a member of the church. The fatal stabbing yesterday left one man dead and another injured. Both were church employees. New South Wales Detective Chief Inspector Simon Jones says the 16-year-old suspect was asked to leave the church premises before he turned on the two employees.
He had a lawful reason to be here originally, and they've asked him to leave for various reasons, which we still need to get to the bottom of and speak to staff here on premises.
A South Korean lawmaker says North Korea's acting ambassador to Italy has gone into hiding. Kim Min-kai says Jo Song-gil has left his residence in Italy a few weeks before his last day in the diplomatic role. Mr. Jo had initially been due to finish his time in the job at the end of November last year. Italy's foreign ministry says it has no knowledge of the alleged disappearance. The death toll from landslides and flooding in the Philippines has risen to 122. Around 30 people are missing and nearly 25,000 people have been displaced. The eastern regions of Bacol and eastern Visayas have been hardest hit. Authorities in Thailand are warning of heavy rains, destructive winds and 7-metre waves as a tropical storm approaches. The storm has reached the Gulf of Thailand, packing winds of 104 kilometres per hour. It's expected to hit southern regions of the country tonight before cutting into the mainland. The Prime Minister says authorities are ready to deal with the tough conditions.
There will be heavy rainfalls and we have to be prepared for flooding or an impact on transportation. We are ready ourselves, but if the rainfall is high, we need some time to resolve problems. Unfortunately, this disaster is caused by nature.
In cricket, Australia's Manas Labuschagne says he and his fellow batsmen have taken inspiration from India's strong batting performance on day one of the Sydney Test. India go into day two in a very strong position, having finished yesterday on 4 for 303. Tushar Pujara finished with 130 not out, his third century in four tests. Labuschagne says he was very impressed with Pujara's innings.
His time, his patience around the crease and just the way he batted was very good, and I think it's something that I personally can take a lot from. That's what we're going to need to do. You know, all our batters are going to need to step up and put a big score on the board.
A win or draw for India in Sydney would see it secure a first ever Test Series win in Australia. Well, now the weather across the country. Perth mostly sunny, 25. Adelaide sunny and 35 degrees. Melbourne hot and 42. Hobart sunny, 36. Canberra mostly sunny, 37. Wollongong similar conditions, 28. Sydney much the same, 31. Newcastle sunny and 34. Brisbane partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a shower or two developing, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.